das Gerät doch schert.
The book divides
into sections of the first six chapters are historical in nature, having to do with Daniel his three friends in Babylon. But the chapters 7 through 12 are prophetic in nature. They deal with visions of Daniel. Visions that relate to the nation of Israel. That relate to the coming Messiah. That relate to world leaders and the end times. We are challenged by the first part of Daniel for the life of Daniel. How did Daniel face the pressures of Babylon? And he had the confidence of trusting God, realizing that there was a purpose in all that was happening in his life. But there is a golden thread woven through the pages of the book of Daniel. I believe it shines on every page. It is something that in the midst of darkness of Daniel's times, it caused him to trust God in all that he faced. There is in the Bible, all in the various books, there are what we would call key passages that seem to unlock the chapters and verses of the book. That is found in the book of Daniel. There are verses that I have already read. But I believe that some of the greatest are not found in chapter 4. I would have point them out in the fourth chapter of chapter 4 deals with a dream that the King Nebuchadnezzar had. He was troubled about to drain. Penny soaked the washpin of Hamlet. See astrologers, soothsayers, and magicians asking him what it all meant. But they had no answer. So Daniel was called in. Daniel interpreted the dream as to do with God humbling to keep taking him down, causing him like a tree to be cut off. And in the fields he would wander for 7 years. But there was a purpose. Notice verse 17, the latter part, said to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of heaven and giveth sin to whomsoever he will, and setteth up for it the basis of him. Then notice verse 25, the latter part, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of him and giveth it to whomsoever he will. The latter part of verse 26, after that thou shalt have known that the heavens do. Verse 32, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of him and giveth him to whomsoever he will. Notice again that last part, verse 26, that the heavens do rule. I believe that is the foundation of the whole Book of Daniel. It is the understanding that God rules over all things, that heaven rules. It's easy. I say today, it is easy to get frustrated and even frightened by the times and events happening in our world. But if we'll get a hold of that truth, or if I should say it this way, that truth gets a hold of us to realize God rules. Heaven rules over all things in this world. That'll make all the difference. It'll change our lives, change our hearts, change everything about us. I say today, just a little bit, by way of introduction, that this truth will correct our thinking. I'll say to you that we need that kind of correction in our world today. Our world by and large, our society, if they consider God at all, see Him as some tyrant, some a dictator, dead with a heavy hand, rules and harshness over the world. They perceive that God just waits to strike us down because of life that we live. On the other hand, there are those that their concept of God is that if He exists, has no power at all, that God possibly created this world. But then lets it run on its own. That He has no authority or power for life. There are those that see life as just a series of random events. They don't see God at all. Their idea of life is eating, drink, enjoy life, because tomorrow will die. That's it. They are self-centered, self-focused on themselves and the pleasures of life. But the idea, the understanding that heaven rules corrects our thinking when we believe that God is in charge, that God controls it all. It corrects our thoughts about life. I'll be honest, we may not be able to put all the pieces together. I'll be honest, there is so much about life I don't understand. So much about happened has me too. I don't have answers for them. Why does God allow tornadoes sweep through towns and wipe them out and lives taken? I don't have the answer. Why is it that things that happen in our lives, I don't always know. But I know this. I know that God sits on the throne of glory. I know that heaven rules. I know that God is in charge of all things in His life. I believe that. That means that God handles it all. For a purpose only He may know about. At the end of chapter 4, as Nebuchadnezzar was restored, he says this, verse 34, I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored Him that liveth forever, whose dominion is in heaven, lasting dominion, and His kingdom from generation to generation. When it was all said and done, Nebuchadnezzar had his thinking corrected. There was a time he thought it was all about him. But in the end, he said, it's all about God. All about who He is and what He does. I want to say today, our world needs that correction. Our world needs to comprehend that God rules today. Can you imagine what it would be like if our president sat in the White House, said publicly, there's a God in heaven that controls it all. I'm not the one in charge, but there is a God in heaven who is. Can you imagine what it would do if world leaders realized that truth about God today? But that truth that heaven rules not only corrects our thinking, but that truth comforts our hearts. I want to tell you there is something comforting to realize that nothing touches my life except by the permission of God. That everything touches in this world, God has allowed it. I said a while ago, I don't understand so many things. I realize we live in a world of violence, a world of wickedness, a world with death and sorrows and sadness and sickness. I don't know all about that, except that God is in charge. God is in control. There isn't a single event that catches God by surprise. God rules in all things. Some would ask the question then, why doesn't God do something? Why doesn't God fix all of these things? Because I tell you today, God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. God's ways are higher than our ways. God has a plan. God has a purpose. And in the end, God's going to be glorified. God's going to be honored. I want to tell you, everything is in His hands. Somebody said it this way. That means that God is sovereign over everything that touches our life. That means He is ruler over every diagnosis and prognosis. God is over all incomes and outcomes. God is over all of the most daunting challenges, as well as the most insignificant details of our lives. God oversees everything about my life. We talk about the greatness of Almighty God. But I'll be honest, there is something humbling to realize that God thinks about me, that God cares about my life, that God knows all the details of my life. Take your Bible. Turn to Psalm 139, just a second. David is writing. David says, let's look at it. O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting, and not uprising. Thou understandest how thought of the heart. Thou compassest my path and my thine hand. If thou art acquainted with all my ways, for there is not a word in my tongue. But lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. David said, such knowledge is too wonderful to me. It is high. I can't attain up to it. David went on to describe and say, where could I go and get away from God? He said, I can't flee from His presence. Verse 13, he said, for thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Verse 15, thy substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest part of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned. When is there yet none of them? I want to tell you, that's humbling to consider. That God knew all about me before I was ever formed in my mother's womb. God knew what I'd be like. God knew the color of my eyes. God knew the texture of my skin. God knew the problems that I would have in life. God knew about cancer. God knew about dysphonia. God knew about your sickness. God knew about your heartaches. God knew about the things of life that you'd encounter. Why does God know all that? Because heaven rules. There's a God in heaven sits on the throne. I want to tell you, that's a comfort to my heart to realize not a single event of my life God ever looks at and says, oh my, I didn't see that happening. Not a single event comes to us that God was caught off guard. But He sees it all. God sees it all. I want to tell you, the thought that Daniel says about knowing that heaven rules, it ought to correct our thinking, comfort our hearts. But then it ought to give us courage to live. I want to tell you, Daniel faced all he faced because he knew God was in charge. Daniel can face the lion's den because God was in charge. Those three Hebrews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, could face the fiery furnace because they knew God was in charge. Daniel, back in chapter 1, that's where I was headed today. But I ain't a kidding there today. Daniel purposed in his heart to not defile himself, because he knew heaven ruled even over the king of Babylon. Daniel had courage to face the days because he knew God lives. God rules over all things. I'm saying, I'm not telling you something you don't know, but our world's in a mess. Our nation's in a mess. Our government's in a mess. Our economy struggling. I want to tell you, things are happening so fast in our world. Things that causes, if you aren't careful, to become frightened and saying, what's going to happen? What's going to be next? But can I tell you today, when you flip through the morning paper, read the headlines, when you sit down in the supper time and watch the evening news, keep in mind, through all you hear, there's a God in heaven that rules it all. There's a God in heaven in charge. Heaven rules. When your heart's burdened, when your hope is shaken, when your life, it seems like everything wants to turn upside down, let that be your anchor. Let that be your strength. Thank God heaven rules. God's in charge. I want to tell you, we saw the devastation that COVID brought. But it didn't change God. We watch as cancer affects so many in our church family. But that doesn't change God. Relationships are shaken. Our homes are broken and hurt. Doesn't change God. He's still God. Still on the throne. Still in charge. Folk, I don't know what tomorrow may bring for any of us. Don't know what may lie around the bend. But if we'll anchor our hearts to that fact that heaven rules, God is on the throne, that'll never change, then we can face whatever. To me, that's what the book of Daniel is teaching us. That when your world is turned upside down, like Daniel's was, God's still God. When you face the fiery trials of life, God's still God. when you don't know how to answer the questions that come in your life, God's still God. No matter what we face, God's still God. That's what gave Daniel the courage to walk with God in a foreign land. Folk, we're in a foreign land today. This world's not our home. The old hymn says we're just passing through. But I want to tell you, it gives comfort to my heart, courage to my soul, just to be reminded over and over again, God's on the throne. God's in control. That was my introduction. I wanted to get in deeper into chapter 1. But God said you need to share this. If you let me, then next Sunday I want to get back and look at chapter 1 and see how the heaven ruled in the things of Daniel's life in chapter 1. There may be somebody today, things have shaken your heart so. There may be people right here that fits in the world cause fear, frustration, doubts, things you're going through, a valley that you're facing, or a burden or a trial that you're dealing with. Sometimes the enemy wants to tell us, if God was real, you wouldn't face all this. But I want to tell you, God has a plan. God has a purpose. Somehow God is able to make all things work together for our good, for His glory. God's able to do that. I can't. I can bring good out of sickness or trials or heartaches. But God can take them. And God can work in the middle of them and bring glory to His name. Brother Kevin, we'd like to have a song. There may be somebody today. There is a need in your heart. Something that's overwhelming you. Something that's burning your heart. I want to tell you, just like we read in Psalm 139, God knows you intimately. God knows everything about you. God designed you. God made you just like you are. God knew what you'd be facing before you ever made your first cry in this world. God knew all about it. He's on the throne and He can help you today. Let's stand while we sing. If there's a need, would you come?